The Lou Trek Show is a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. If it's tech, it's here. Please visit techpodcast.com. Did you know the Tech Podcast Network was home of the best tech podcasts like Mike Smith of the Mike Tech Show at MikeTechShow.com and Byron Brown, the Byron Brown Tech and Stuff, The Blur, Binary, and now The Road of I and We with co-host Benjamin Strong. Please check him out at bbtas.com and tell him the Lou Trek Show sent you. Why? Because he loves you.
Now establishing data link. Accessing.
Kapla from Kronos. This is the Horror Master, Brian Dedemore.
I'm your resident Ferengi coming to you live from the FCA. Liquidator Lou Costanzo. You're listening to show number 88 for Thursday, February 17, 2011.
Welcome to the Lou Trek Show.
Answer authorization code 95 Victor Victor 2.
Authorization not recognized.
Answer authorization code 95 Victor Victor 2.
Access granted.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Lou Trek Show. I'm your host, Lou. Thank you very much for downloading and listening to tonight's show. Our main webpage is www.loutrekshow.com, and tonight we are going to deviate from the normal Star Trek-y type of show. We have a change in our programming for tonight. We're going to talk about how the Federation treats races within the Federation, without the Federation, basically, how they treat the Ferengi, the Romulan, the Cardassian, and so on. But tonight, Brian has changed it up on us, and I think it might be for the better, and we're going to talk about all of that and what we are hoping to do. And last week we teased you with a little bit of an announcement that we were going to possibly make, and today, meow, cat's out of the bag. We're going to let it out, and we're even going to let you listen as we work on how we're planning to do this. But, Brian, how are you doing tonight? And
I'm actually doing good. I was a little groggy. I didn't know if I was going to make it on tonight, but I'm still coherent and running strong, so I'm doing the show tonight.
That's good, and we'll get
that,
you.
That and the good news, that and our little surprise tonight.
Mm-hmm. Well, here's a, you know, before we go into the surprise, you may wonder how we do our show. The organization of what we do. And this is kind of how it works. I basically set up this show almost two years ago. And Brian came on within a few episodes as a guest, and he just kept coming back, and he was just as nutty as ever. And I said, geez, why not just make him a co-host? And he accepted that. So what do? Basically, I produce the show. I record the show. I edit the show. I work with Audacity to get all the bad sounds and the noise background because I have a piece of crap headset. That's all I can afford, unfortunately. I use my computer. Computer sometimes talks to me. You've heard him last week. And I pay for the hosting. I pay for the domain name. And I have a lot of fun doing it. Now, what does Brian do? Brian co-hosts the thing. He fills in. He's got the connections to people there who will help fill in a pinch. He introduced us to Starbase Indy, which we've been there twice now. And through his interaction, he does a lot of promoting of the show. So for what I do to produce it, to buy the hosting, he does equal amount, if not more, to get the word out and to boost us, as it were,
and try to help get stars and stuff onto the show as well. Right. Though Lou does do a little bit better job at getting stars, a little better stars than I do. I try to keep people coming in and giving us something to having people talk about their experiences in Star Trek too, and it's been a good conglab. Nah, God, I'm having a good night. We've done well together. I feel like Porky Pig. Beep, 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 beep. That's all, folks.
That's all, folks. Yeah.
So.
When my daughter was growing up, one of her absolute favorite shows was a PBS show. And I know it sounds kind of hokey. Work with me, folks. This is the intro for that show. Take a listen.
What started Dragon Tales? Around the room the dragons flew, but Emmy and Max knew what to do. They climbed on the backs of the dragon friends. Now the adventures never end. Dragon Tales, Dragon Tales, it's almost time for Dragon Tales. Come along, take my hand, let's all go to Dragonland.
So what does a children's television show have to do with the Lou Trick Show? Well, on Dragon Tales, they teach your children about fears, friendship, how to get along with people in society, and a lot about fantasy. They climb on the backs of their dragon friends and they fly around. So what does any of that have to do with the Lou Trick Show? Well, in a sense, what we've done is we try to get ourselves out there and promoted. Some people think we do a great job. Some, like Byer Brown, think if I put salt into water and boil it and podcast that, it's probably going to be a great show. And but then others notice us for other things. And, Brian, take it from there on what happened.
What happened is that a gentleman by the name of Cecil Cooper, he works with Garrett Wang with a organization called Tech Track.
Wong. You got it Wong.
Oh, I get it wrong?
Wong. You got it all Wong.
I know. Sorry, Garrett. I'm having a good night, can't you tell?
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, Garrett helps promote Dragon Con, the biggest sci-fi convention in the United States in Atlanta, Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Cecil works on his committees, and Cecil was given the privilege of finding his act for his part of his department.
Yeah.
Well, Cecil knows me back from my Starfleet command time, and he knows my good friend Gary Bartle. Mm-hmm. And they got to talking, and Cecil went in and downloaded our shows and listened to our shows. And he said,
really?
We want you at Dragon Con.
Really?
So Cecil has invited us to set up our registration to be guests at Dragon Con, by the way, to go there and do the Lou Trek show live. We can also Ustream it live if we want to.
Mm.
We also will be able to get a possibility of having the following people may even get a chance to walk up and say hi to us at our booth.
Mm-hmm.
Claire was looking over at the who Garrett's bringing in the Dragon Con. You ready for this, Lou? You ready? Don't have a heart attack.
I'm trying not to.
Captain Kirk, Captain Spock, Admiral Janeway, Captain Riker.
Mm-hmm.
Captain Sisko, Odo, Quark.
Mm-hmm.
Are you enjoying it, Garrett?
Mm.
Okay. This is what we being asked to jump into. This is a chance to go to the biggest sci-fi convention and promote the Lou Trek show and to broadcast live from there.
Mm-hmm. And that's going to be the weekend of September 2nd through the 5th in Atlanta, Georgia.
Georgia.
And they're at dragoncon.org. So why don't you go ahead and go there now and work with us. You'll be able to see what we're doing. But I'm going to read that right off their front page. Boom. Dragon Con is the largest multimedia popular culture convention focusing on science fiction and fantasy, gaming, comics, literature, art, music, and film in the universe. And this sounds enormous. I mean, yeah, we did Starbase Indian. We love Starbase Indian. We hope to go back again. We did Trek Fest, and okay, for Trek Fest's claim to fame is the fact that they've decided themselves that Riverside, Iowa is where Captain Kirk was born. We know he's born in Iowa, but we just don't know where. Well, Riverside has decided, why not here? How smart of them, huh?
And Paramount accepted it, too. That's what's even more amazing.
Right, because it was novel. I'm sure if Council Bluffs here, right across the border from Omaha, decided that they wanted to be where Captain Kirk was born, had somebody thought of it first, they would have won. But as it is, Riverside was a smart one there. That was a good convention. It incorporates the entire town. But this one here, enormous. Tonight, oh, keep going with your story, please.
So Gary got a hold of Cecil, and Cecil did the research on us, and we got invited to be guests, just like the people I just named, at the convention, where we will be able to do our show and promote ourselves there at the show. So tonight, we're filling out our guest registration, VIP guest registration, to be at Dragon Con this year. So we thought today to kind of bring our announcement in. We're going to do our registration live on the show tonight for everybody, so everyone can follow along and see what we're filling out and see what we're going to be preparing here for everything for the Lou Trek Show to be on, to be at Dragon Con this year. Now, keep in mind, okay, Garrett's already lined up most of the people that, in fact, everyone that's on that list. Garrett is already scheduled in for Dragon Con already. Okay, so, and he's still bringing more people in, by the way. So, it wouldn't be surprised if Patrick Stewart pops in on this, too. Okay.
Make it so.
So, yeah, there's a possibility. There hasn't been a gathering of all the captains. The only one would be missing would be Archer and the new Captain Kirk. Outside of that, every captain will be there, literally. So this is a chance for us to maybe get, again, well, I'm going to say maybe, because Cecil still has to get Garrett's approval for this. But Garrett, having been on the show with us, knows who we are and what we do, probably will have us invited in to sit at their area, broadcasting live the whole nine yards. Plus, there's a party, and we've also been invited, if we do get to come, to tape and be a part of the Guinness Book of World Records attempt that's being done there at Dragon Con this year.
Oh, they're doing one again?
Yep, they're trying to get the most Star Trek fans in one location, trying to increase their already one record. So we'll actually, being a media, we can actually legally help verify their thing. So this is a big, important thing for the Lou Trek Show. For the last couple of years, we've managed to get some nice interviews with a lot of good stars and people who are continuing the mission that Gene Roddenberry started.
Right.
And we've entertained everyone here who has had the time and the courage to download our show.
The courage.
On a consistent. Now, we're getting a chance to literally jump into the big show. Not many podcasts have been invited to this. Okay? Not very many at all. So, for us to be invited, It tells how much of the quality of work that we do. And tonight, we want to share that with everybody. We want you all to know that we're filling out our information right now. We're going to send it out, and then I'm going to call Cecil when I'm done, tell him that it's in, and he's going to take it from there, and he's going to keep me in the loop of what's going on. And the minute we know for sure we are definite, bet your butt we will let you know immediately. As soon as we find out, we will let you all know. And then we want you all to tell everybody, tell your friends, tell your Star Trek friends, tune in to the Lou Trek Show during September 2nd to the 5th, because you're going to get a chance to see what it's like to be at Dragon Con. And what's so unique about this place, too, is what most people don't know. PBS in Atlanta broadcasts this whole convention live from their studios.
Oh, do they?
Yes. And they might actually tap into our Ustream and actually we might be able to be broadcasting some of what's going on at Dragon Con. Or we might actually make it on the TV.
Wow. Wouldn't that be something? We better upgrade our cameras then.
Well, I plan on bringing my regular camera, the one that we do our recordings on, because it'll plug into the computer. So we'll have a decent camera to zoom in, pull out, light it, the whole – we'll be set.
Okay.
Plus our webcams. We should – and we're working to see if I can bring our backboards. You know, that big wall that we like to set up at conventions.
Oh, yeah.
So we can actually put cameras on it, and everyone can see what we're seeing as well. We're going to try to make this a big deal if we get, again, it's not guaranteed yet, but it's in the works to have us there at Dragon Con, and this is a big deal for us.
Yeah.
It can give us a chance to get a broader, more people downloading our show, listening to what we do, because we really would like to have that exposure. So tonight, you guys all get to sit and listen to us do fill out our information for everything. Now, keep in mind, we're not going to say everything like our cell phone numbers, our work phone numbers, and our emails, except for the ones you all know and love. But like our bio, we got to type a short bio.
I saw that, a short bio and a long bio.
Yeah. So I've been working kind of on that. And me and Lou sat down here and been debating today. Who is our agent?
Yeah, really. Yeah, buyer, do you want to be our agent? I'm sure you can handle a thing for us.
Well, Claire said she'd be our agent, too.
Mm.
But it came down to consensus. Since I'm the one that's doing all the legwork, guess who gets to be the agent for the Lou Track Show?
Dun, dun, dun.
The resident Klingon.
Okay, oh,
should have been the resident Ferengi. He's the negotiator.
Yeah. Well,
Klingon says, we're going to do it this way. You don't like it. Too bad. I win.
Too bad. I win. Okay. Well, I mean, would you think that we should just fill out our own information for the agent since we are our own agent?
But the thing is, they're going to want to contact. We really don't even really need to fill it out, to be honest truthfully with you.
Oh, I see. If you want to use the agent as a point of contact for this guest. No, forget it. We don't need that. Then it says guest of limit one accompanying membership per guest. A limit number of additional memberships for family members only may be purchased at discount rates.
$50 for an $80 convention, that's cheap.
So does that mean we pay $50 for that? Or discounted for them to get in?
That's discounted for them.
Oh, see, and I don't have any that I don't need to fill that out.
I do, though, because I have Claire coming with me, and I don't know if Andrew's coming with me, too.
Got it.
So I may have two or three that I may have to add in to mine. I'm going to fill in the necessary that I think is going to be coming, and if they don't, so be it.
Child care needed. Now, how cool is that? They offer child care.
Yeah, these people will, toddlers walking to 6 years old will provide child care, professional child care.
Wow. How cool is that? Okay, well, then let's talk about our short bio. From what I see on the examples, it says, like, Pete Ann Abrams. Pete Abrams is a creator of a highly addictive niftiness that is Sluggy Freelance, a daily online comic strip that has been appearing since. I think...
Here's what I originally wrote, and I tried to keep it short and sweet because it's 50 words. The Lou Track Show is a podcast that promotes the Star Trek Phantom No, I use Star Trek Universe, pardon me. Mm-hmm. The Star Trek Universe by, oh, shoot. Now I wish I kept everything, wrote it down. Now I got to redo it all. I had wrote this nice bio up, but I realized that Lou had to put it in his, and I didn't cut and paste it. So now we're going to have to redo it again. Okay. And I'm going to have to try to remember what I wrote in here.
How about here's a description that I use for Tech Podcasts. If you go to techpodcast.com/Lou Trek Show. The description is a weekly Star Trek podcast where we discuss everything about Star Trek, such as, what does a guy in the brig do when the brig is empty of prisoners? Now, I'm going to leave that out, but, you know, we can also say a weekly Star Trek podcast discussing topics such as the tech of Trek, Trek birthdays, news from the future. That's the biggest one that people like the most.
Conversation with the stars.
Yes. Okay. It's got to be a short 50-word bio.
Right, a condensed version. Then in the long bio, we can put in, like an example, we belong to the Tech Podcast Network.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay. We can, then we put in the stars that we interviewed and that we've discussed and we've been around with, the conventions we've been to. All that stuff would go in our long bio.
Mm-hmm.
Our website, our Twitter info, our Skype info, how people can get a hold of the show, our email, obviously.
Yeah. So let me think here. The Lou Trek Show's weekly podcast discussing topics of Star Trek, such as the tech of Trek, Trek birthdays, show series commentaries. Huh, interesting. Or, I want to say, how do I put in news from the future, like, fictional news from the future. So now I gotta read how many words that is. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29. Brian, you still with me?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, good. You're just being quiet. Okay, well,
I'm putting in our media participation.
Media? Oh, yeah. I was going to ask you about that, too. That's way down, or not too far down, but...
Yeah.
I was just going to do at the convention, online interview, radio. I mean, we'll do TV.
I put everything.
Okay.
And then I also checked the other. We plan to Ustream Live and would be able to help with media.
Ustream, Skype, Twitter, if we have to. I mean, everything. Now, let's go back. Let me finish out. The Lou Trek Show.
While you're doing that, I'm going to finish my other stuff.
All right. Let's see. The Lou Trek Show is a weekly podcast discussing topics of Star Trek, such as the tech of Trek birthdays, show or series, commentaries, fictional news from the future, should I put in things that make you go BS?
Yep.
Okay. Trek.
That'll probably be one of our big hitters.
Trek things that make you go BS.
And when you're done typing all that, then you're going to have to tell me a little bit at a time so I can type it in myself.
No problem. 36. We're up to 36 words. I guess it doesn't really have to be a full 50 words, does it?
No, it don't. Just...
Okay. So, now, long bio. Current biography written in third person for our progress reports, program book, and website. No application will be accepted without a bio. The bio should focus on your professional career. Well, let's see. I catch shoplifters.
This will be real quick.
Yeah. I catch shoplifters. I listen to podcasts while I'm at work. I mean,
my bio would probably be more interesting than yours will be. Because all the Star Trek stuff I've done over the years.
Right. Right.
Okay. So, yeah, mine would be probably going to be, mine's going to be really long, but yours will be really.
Boy, folks, what do you think Lou should put in there? I mean, I'm debating on whether I should put in where I work professionally at full time, and then what we do with the Lou Truck Show. This bio should focus on your professional career. Well, I'm not an actor.
Professional, as in, you got to remember, Lou, when we're talking professional, we're talking about what we do in the podcast universe and what we do in Star Trek Phantom.
We embarrass
not what
it.
We do professionally in real life.
Right.
Okay, that's where people get,
yeah.
they're wanting to know how we got, how our show got, how we got started, what we've done in Phantom, for the Phantom that we're covering, in this case, Star Trek, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So, that's what we need to put in there.
Well, I was thinking about how I should start, how I got into podcast all the way, and how the Star Trek podcast started. So,
see, my bio will be real easy. I have 20 plus years in Star Trek Phantom as a Star Trek fan. I am a Klingon, half Klingon, part Klingon, part blah blah.
Hold the phone. Hold on. Are you really sure you want to put that in? That's kind of a iffy. Makes you, if I was them looking at that, the guy's half Klingon. He's a nut job. Now you don't mean that. Well, that was my thought when you first came on as the Klingon.
Yeah. Remember, we're going to a sci-fi convention.
Yes, but they want our professional. Yeah, but
okay. This is where, like I said, I've got a little. I have to decide how much of me I really want to tell them about.
Right. I think if you put the Klingon, you might want to focus that it's a persona.
Well, yeah, naturally.
Oh, good.
Anyway, what I got to do is put in a little bit of my experience in Phantom, then bring me into how I got in the show, which I came on as a guest as a Lou Truck Show, and I kept coming on for your guest appearances all the time, and you eventually made me a full host. And then I've been doing the show with you ever since then.
Right.
So I've been on, what, 82, well, about 60 shows, right, give or take, of the 86, 87 that we've done together. So I've basically almost been at the ground floor of the Lou Truck Show for a big part of this. So that's the kind of stuff they're wanting to look at. They're wanting to see how we've done this and how we've gotten to our point, gotten to where we're at now, who we've talked to, what we've done, so forth and so on. This is where you put in all that stuff, all of our stars that we've interviewed, all the conventions we've done so far in the 2 years we've been in. Have we been guests on other podcast shows? All that goes into that long bio.
Here's the way I'm starting it. I'm
probably
obviously
best thing to do, Lou,
hmm?
When you get it all typed, then I'll type it my little bit. Then I'll take and cut and paste what you've got, what you're writing down. Cut it in.
Well, I suppose. Well, I'm going to pause real quick, and then we're going to come back. Now we have our bios done, and the short 50-word bio that we decided on was, the Lou Trek Show is a weekly podcast discussing topics of Star Trek such as the tech of Trek, Trek birthdays, show or series commentaries, fictional news from the future, and Trek things that make you go BS. And Brian, I just realized if you took that, I forgot to use the word and between news from the future and Trek things that make you go BS. You might want to put that in there.
Okay, I'll get there in a second. I'm finishing up the I forgot to put Star Trek, Federation Star Trek Fan Club.
Ah, okay. All right, then. All right, well, go ahead and put that in, then.
Okay. Yeah, I added in, put in Federation Star Trek Fan Club, Starfleet Command.
Okay.
And then Brian, come on the Lou Trek Show on show 5.
Start over. Remember, we weren't recording at the time, so go ahead and start your bio.
Oh, a lifetime fan of Star Trek belonging to the Klingon Star Trek fan club, clubs. Gotta make sure I get that S in there.
Mm-hmm.
It won't let me put that S in there because, unfortunately, the S moves over to the stupid side, as usual. Okay, there we go. There we go. I can fix it. Mm-hmm. It's fixable. Okay. Star Trek fan clubs, Imperial Klingon Expeditionary Forces. ICAF at www.imperialklingons.com and Ring of Fire Fleet ROFF at do you really want me to try to read this one? ROFF dot repository of a lunatic.com.
I don't get that, but anyway.
And the Federation Star Trek Fan Club Starfleet Command SFC at www.starfleetcommand.com. Brian, come on the Lou Trek Show on show number 5 as a guest commentator. And after several guest appearances, Lou fired Brian as a guest and promoting the co-host and has been a major asset of the show in its 2-year runs. Mm-hmm. In its 2-year run. Now I'm going to add in the as soon as I get to Skype and can get to all that, you cut and paste it in for me.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You want me to read mine?
Yeah, because your ending's kind of the same as mine.
Yeah, sort of. Oh, exactly. That's true. So then approaching 100 shows is where we merge. Lou Costanzo is a lifelong fan of Star Trek. As a pizza delivery driver for many years, Lou took every Star Trek The Next Generation episode and recorded the audio to listen to while making pizza deliveries. Later, as a loss prevention specialist in a retail setting, Lou was introduced to podcasting as a way of passing the time at work. Podcasts that Lou listened to include many created by Leo Laporte and the Twit Network, as well as Mike Smith of the Mike Tech Show and Byer Brown of Byer Brown Tech and Stuff. Yeah, Byer, you knew I was going to put you in there. The Mike Tech Show became the catalyst for Lou's desire to produce a podcast of his own. When thinking of a topic of discussion, Lou took his love for Star Trek and emulated the same professional, family-friendly values that make the Mike Tech Show such a success. Approaching 100 shows, The Lou Trek Show has interviewed numerous stars of Star Trek, such as Garrett Wong, William Morgan Shepard, Jeff Rector, Tim Russ, Barbara Luna, Deborah Downing, Logan Huffman, David Reddick, Manu Interame, who played Ichab on Voyager, Scarlett Palmers, who played Naomi Wildman on Voyager, Marley McLean, Mazzotti, also a Voyager, and Cody and Kurt Weatherall, who played Rebby and Azan on Voyager. The Lou Trek Show has also interviewed The Lou Trek Show has also interviewed fan-based bands such as The 5-Year Mission. The Lou Trek Show has made an appearance twice at Starbase Indy and once at the Trek Fest convention.
No, I don't have that part in.
No, I just put it in a little bit ago. I'm going to redo that. The Lou Trek Show has made an appearance twice at the Starbase Indie Convention and once at the Trek Fest Convention. So I'm gonna redo the approaching in Skype for you. That also includes the addition of the 5-year mission and the conventions. So you can just redo everything from approaching.
Okay.
Give a call.
Also, we need to put in that we also have Twitter and what's the other one that we have? Twitter and
what?
For
Facebook?
Yeah, Facebook.
I'm not sure where to put that.
The Lou Track Show also has
A presence. Okay. The Lou Track Show also has a social presence. The Lou Track Show also has a social presence on Facebook and Twitter.
Yep. And Lou Track Show has, from time to time, you stream live for various events such as Starbase Indy and Trackfest.
Okay. All right. The Lou Track Show also. It's also. Okay, how about the Lou Track Show made an appearance twice at Starbase Indie Convention and once at Track Fest, broadcasting live from each convention.
Yep.
Via Ustream. Okay. I made a note that correction then. I'll send it to you. Stop. So only. Okay. Oh, I forgot to hit enter when I was sending you the first one, so I'll just go ahead and send you that now. There you go. Approaching one on our show. Lou Track Show has made an appearance twice at Starbase Indie Convention and once at Trekfest Convention, broadcasting live via Ustream each time. The Lou Track Show has also has a social presence on Facebook and Twitter. Pretty good?
Yep.
I'm happy to. There's that. Now let me copy and paste this over to a Word document in case I lose it all, because then I'd be totally PO'd. So, we don't have to fill anything in the agent. We don't need the guest of. Travel information will be there from the 2 to the 5th. We'll participate in any media they wish. Now, I don't understand this table request, if you're ready to go on to this part.
We don't need to worry about that, actually.
They're going to have something for
they're
us.
They're going to
Okay, now, additional information. Information not listed that may help guest committee, such as a professional partner that is also applying and wish to... Okay, I'm going to say...
Well, here's where I got to ask. This is where I wanted to hold this at for a minute and let me call Cecil.
Okay.
Because I think we may have to put Cecil in there as our professional.
Okay, yeah, go ahead. Is he on Skype or what?
No, I got to call him. I got to go out and get his phone number since my screen is blacked out. I got to go get the phone number from out of the car real quick.
Yikes. All right, folks, we'll be right back. All right, now we're back, and basically the other thing we had to do was put other information that we're applying with each other. Guests I prefer not to participate with. I don't know. Captain Janeway. No, I'm just kidding. Admiral Janeway. But I'm still kidding. Okay. Check all that apply your professional body of work with, say, podcasting. Now all we got to do is put in our confirmation code And we are as good as applied. Now, did you copy and paste your bio over to Word so you don't, in case this thing says it took us too long?
Yep.
Good, good, good.
I got it. In fact, I just applied it into my box, so I have it.
All right.
Because it was a...
We will...
Okay, we don't have an agent.
Send at the same time, so they get it at the same time.
Okay, we're ready to hit the save.
Hold on.
One.
Nope, not yet. Hold on. You're ready, so let me make sure everything's ready. I've got the work phone number, cell phone, home phone, alternate, no, email, websites, have not been there in the past, no agent, no guest, no travel's already done, no table request, applying with you, guests I prefer not to participate with, none, any needs, we left that blank, right?
Yep, because, well, actually, I need to put, the only thing I might, no, we're fine on that.
Yeah, I think this year, we'll pay for our own way in our own hotel, and then next year, if they really, really love us, then we'll ask,
For a hotel room.
But we, you know, we'll go without it if we need to. Okay.
Okay, I'm ready to click my save.
Okay, I'm ready to click mine, too. Everybody calm down with
one.
Us. How about 3-1? 3, 2, 1.
Save.
Congratulations, your application has been approved. I'm kidding. It said submitted.
Thank you. Please look for an email from DC Online Applications at Dragon. If you've not received a confirmation email shortly, please. Oh, write down that confirmation number. We do not want to lose it.
Actually, I'm printing this. I don't want to lose it. Okay. This is just a second here. I'm going to print a copy of this.
Okay. Are we ready to check our emails?
Just a second. Sure. Oh, well, it's printing. And
I
got it.
Up. I'll print.
Brian Dedamore. Oh, you put, did you put my, lutrexshow@gmail.com as your?
Yeah.
Oh, well, I got them both, I guess.
Oh, good.
Thank you for applying.
Good. Yeah, I used our professional.
I was going to say Brian Dedamore. God, did I screw that up?
That's
silly. Okay. Okay. Well, then I shall forward it to you. And that way they'll have both of us on. So let's go CO. You know, that's all I need to put in. And there you go. It's sent. Your message has been sent. Invite Brian Dedamore to Gmail. Hey, Brian, you want to come to Gmail?
No, I don't do Gmail. I barely can handle Yahoo. The last thing I want to do is add another one.
It forwarded yours only, so now I'm going to forward mine as well. That way you can have a copy of both. There you go. All right, bud. We did it.
We are officially registered. And guess what? Guess where it's sent it at, too.
Hmm.
It sent it to spam.
Did it really? Oh. Sorry. Looks like it doesn't like me. Oh, well. What are you going to do? Well, everyone, I know this was kind of a pathetic show. Sorry.
No, for you folks out there tonight, yeah, it might be a little pathetic. But for us, this is a major league help for us.
Right.
This is a big I got them both, and they came in on the regular mail. Okay, okay, cool.
And another another thing to keep in mind. If this takes off for us, I mean, if this makes this show huge, you are going to be one of the few to say, I was there before they made it big. How cool is that?
That's right. And you know what's silly? All I've ever wanted to do is be like Manu and Scarlett and Tim and Garrett and go out there and occasionally do shows, do conventions, and have them bring me in to do it. This could be the big, like, the whoa, boom. People call us to come to conventions.
Man, we could be sitting there with Leo when LeVar Burton pops his head in and he goes, Lou, Brian, how you doing? One could dream.
That big.
One
I
could dream.
I'll never get that big. Yeah, we can dream.
One, you can dream. It doesn't matter if you get there.
You never know. You never know. We might be the direct. JJ might hear our show, listen to it, know we're both fans, and call us and give us a bit part like they did that era of Prince. Give us non-talking bit part real quick. We act. We get a uniform. We get to take pictures and everything and be fans.
Right. Now, I'm not sure what they need with the guy my size on the bridge of anything, but, hey, you never know. There could
hey,
be
you
something.
Hey, you might be just the right patch for that hole in the bridge.
Right. Hey, we need somebody to die a horrifying death. I'm your man. Yeah, that's right. Well, we don't want to make it a complete waste. So, let's at least give you something.
And now, the Lou Trek Show is proud to present news from the future. Just because we ain't there yet doesn't mean it didn't happen.
A long, ancient financial scheme is making a huge comeback. Federation Securities says the criminals are attempting to convince their targets that hundreds of bricks of gold-pressed latinum are in their name, and all they have to do is send 3 bricks as collateral for the release of the rest. Ferengi crime syndicates are the focal point of the investigation. The scheme is very reminiscent of the Nigerian 419 scam, which was named after the Nigerian penal code for fraud scams. The Ferengi are suspected of the scam because of the 419th rule of acquisition, which reads, make him pay in advance, and you'll have them in a trance.
Yeah, you would bring a Ferengi.
I would do
that. I love that. That is so good. That is so true. Yes, Ferengis.
Don't fall for it, people. Don't fall for it.
Don't fall for it.
And that was news from the future. Check back often for more news from the future.
That wasn't much, but I didn't want to leave you with nothing, so.
Hey, folks, for those who are downloading this show tonight and listening to everything we've been going through tonight, me and Lou, appreciate your devotion to us, and we ask you please keep your fingers crossed and...
Knock on wood.
Get that lucky rabbit's foot out. Get that four-leaf clover you've been hiding in your book for eons. And wish us good luck, and hope we do get to go to Dragon Con and broadcast live from there.
Right.
Because we will put a 4-day good show out there for everybody, and might be this our time we might actually get a lot more listeners coming on, and you all can be the ones who can look up and say, I downloaded it every week. Congratulations, Lou. Congratulations, Brian.
Right.
And you never know. We might find some bling for you.
Bling, bling. At least I know we'll have a couple people out there who will be rooting for us. Of course, Bill out there from the... I believe he's from the UK. I'm not sure. And You know that other guy who begins with a B?
Yeah. Shelby will be rooting for us, too.
Oh, yes. And I'm sure our resident Reverend Timothy Walker will be pushing for us as well.
Yep.
All right. As a matter of fact, I may have to Facebook something about it tonight.
And I'll probably try to pass something along down the line of the fleet stuff, too, as well. So, well, actually, no. We decided we're going to hold off on telling the fleet.
Okay.
For the moment. We're going to tell the Klingon fleet, but we're not going to tell Starfleet Command.
I was going to say, okay, so anybody from Starfleet Command who's listening to this, the preceding recording was just fiction. We didn't mean it.
No, it's something else. It's something totally all different, so don't worry about it.
Right, okay.
Well, if we get notice, we get notice. We don't.
Right.
Hey, we're keeping our fingers crossed because it's a big thing for us. And we would like this opportunity to do this, to do our show at Dragon Con and be a part of this very large convention.
Very, very large. Larger than us.
Has anyone in the audience ever heard of Gen Con?
Are you asking? Are you expecting them to respond and say yes? Because I can't hear anyone.
I was speaking to Lou too.
Okay. All right.
This is like a over glorified Gen Con convention. And if anyone's been to Indianapolis and been down our big convention center and Lucas Oil Stadium thing, this is how much space Gen Con takes up. This is what we're going to be taking up there in Atlanta, Georgia.
Hmm.
Okay, that's just how big this is.
All right.
This is where everybody and anybody meet.
Hmm.
So this is a big thing for us. This is our chance to rub elbows and elbows with all the major Klingon organizations will be there, and I'll be representing them when I'm down there. It's a big chance for us to get to talk to stars we might not never get a chance to see again.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It's a big hoopla for us. So, yes, we're keeping our fingers crossed and hoping.
All right. Well, let the bullet sweating begin.
Okay, number one, engage.
I want to thank everyone for downloading and listening to our ramblings. I hope we kind of entertained you a little bit. Please cross your fingers, dot your I's, cross your T's, and pray that we get there. We love you. Everybody, thank you, and good night.
Captain Lyle.